specified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the commission.
There's a second to that motion.
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Seconded by Mr. Badden. All right, I'll now call the roll. Mr. Robin?
Aye.
Mr. Badden?
Aye.
Mr. Fox is absent. Mr. Garrison?
Aye.
Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Dr. Jones is absent. Mr. McCluskey is absent. Mr. Robbins has all been called. Mr. Schick?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Thank you all very much. The next item on the agenda is item 4, Naval Medical Center. Tracy?
Commissioner Pruitt, members of the commission. Application that we're here to discuss is Naval Medical Center number 052225. This is a commission review of a decision by the staff of the Portman's Wetlands Board to decline to exert jurisdiction over a project to install two marsills, grade, backfill, and plant an area to convert a disturbed and filled wetland area into a healthy vegetated wetland marsh area on Navy property situated along Scott's Creek in Portsmouth. Just a quick orientation. For those of you who are not familiar, this is the Naval Hospital here. The project is actually located in this portion of the property. Got the helicopter landing pad, obviously, and the project is here in this area. As I said in my initial statement, this project consists of the removal of some construction debris from the wetlands and the uplands, excavation of the area, placement of some clean sand fill in order to provide a proper substrate for wetland vegetation, grade that to the appropriate elevations, and plant the area, and then the installation of the two rock sills for protection. Here's the plan view drawings. Some planting in here, the marsh sills to protect the newly planted area. The dark blue line is the high water mark. The light blue line is the low tide mark. So you see there is no portion of this project within that requires a subaqueous permit. This is all within the purview of the local wetlands board. And just a quick side view of what the marsh toe will look like. Just some ground shots to help orient you as to what's going on with the project. These stakes represent where the marsh toe sills were going, and this is a remnants of a very old pier. The project is back here. This is from the reverse angle, and then a ground shot. You can see all the debris that's washed up in there. You see mostly what I believe that's mostly from Hurricane Isabel, but there's concrete and broken bottles and all sorts of things here on the property. The issue before us today is when a locality has adopted the Model Wetlands Ordinance, it's required to evaluate requests for authorization to conduct any activities within jurisdictional wetlands under the provisions set out in 28.2.1203, as well as any associated regulations and guidelines that have been appropriately adopted. The Portsmouth Wetlands Board has declined to subject this application to a public interest review and present the application to its board for their consideration. The board staff, Ms. Jamie Oliver, has cited an opinion by Attorney General Belisles from 1982 as the reason for this decision. That opinion is in your packet for your review and reference. She interpreted this local opinion to say that local wetland boards do not have the authority to regulate wetlands on federal property. After conversations with Ms. Oliver about this decision, she consulted with the Portsmouth City Attorney's Office, who also read Attorney Belisle's opinion, and they concurred with Ms. Oliver's assessment that that's what the opinion stated. There's no written correspondence that we've been provided. Ms. Oliver could probably explain further whether there's anything in writing or whether this was all from conversation. Staff also sat down and reviewed Attorney General Belisle's letter, and we cannot support Ms. Oliver's conclusion that federal wetlands are exempt from regulatory authority by the state. The opinion concludes with the following quote. I am therefore of the opinion that the Marine Resource Commission and the local wetlands board have no jurisdiction to regulate federal activities on federal-owned wetlands unless such activity involves a discharge of dredge or fill material to any portion of the navigable waterways within Virginia's jurisdiction. The basis for this conclusion rests on the fact that the Clean Water Act of 1972 subjects all federal actions that will result in fill of navigable waters includes tidal wetlands, to state oversight. This information was communicated to Portsmouth Wetlands Board in a letter dated November 7th. The project clearly involves a discharge of fill material. It's in the project description that they will grade and fill this area in order to make the substrate suitable for planting for marsh vegetation. In fact, it's staff's opinion that the project cannot be undertaken in the absence of such a discharge. We believe Attorney General Belisle's letter supports rather than limits the local wetlands board's responsibility to protect the wetlands in this area on federal property. In summary, staff cannot support the decisions by local staff to exempt the proposed project from the purview of the local wetlands board. Staff recommends that the commission direct Portsmouth Wetland Board and their staff to fulfill these obligations stipulated in the Wetlands Ordinance and consider the application at the next available public hearing.
All right. Any questions from the commission?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robinson.
Does part of this issue revolve around the definition of navigable water? In other words, is the placement of the fill actually in navigable water, or is it simply in the tidal or Is it above mean high water?
That argument hasn't been made by the local wetlands board. Their argument, the local wetlands board staff's argument, is that, in according to their reading of Attorney General Belisle's opinion, they don't have any authority at all over federal property.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is anyone here from Portsmouth? All right. Come right on up to the. We're recording there.
Okay.
What is your position with the city?
I'm the current staff coordinator for the Wetlands Board, Jamie Oliver.
I need to swear you in. I need to swear a testimony. She'll give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you out.
I do.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add to what staff has said?
I think part of the confusion is that while we've been told that we have jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act, our code doesn't cite the Clean Water Act. The letter that we were provided didn't cite a section of the Clean Water Act. And when our city attorney over the last couple of weeks has talked with the Attorney General's office and gotten sections of the Clean Water Act, we have not been able to figure out how to apply the fill and dredge issues in the Clean Water Act to our project.
All right. Let me this is such a legal question. I'm going to have our attorney address it. Carl?
Okay. The Clean Water Act waives the federal government's sovereign immunity under Section 404T for dredge and fill activities in navigable waters. And that's clear. And my understanding of the nature of the project is that it involves fill material. So under the Clean Water Act, What the hospital is proposing to do includes filling navigable waters under state jurisdiction. Now, the jurisdiction of the wetlands boards over wetlands includes that portion of the federal property, in this case, from the mean low water mark out, up to whatever the definition of wetlands is in the code. So the alteration, the activity being undertaken on the wetlands by the Navy, which involves fill, constitutes a waiver of their sovereign immunity And under the Attorney General, former Attorney General's opinion, it seems to me that the Wetlands Board under state law, specifically the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction, can issue a permit or consider a permit for the activity that the Navy is proposing. Now, I haven't heard what the opposite argument is.
I guess my question would be, does that mean that if the state has jurisdiction that we automatically have jurisdiction? Because I would have thought we don't have jurisdiction over navigable water, so whether they're filling or dredging, that still wouldn't fall under our purview.
You do have jurisdiction over navigable waters from the mean low water mark, the tidal area,
okay.
Basically. You have jurisdiction over the tidal area.
And that would be part of the navigable waters that
yes.
They declared they waived their immunity for under the
that's correct.
Water.
Yes.
If we could just get that actually explained, I think part of the problem was we've discussed conversationally with the VMRC staff and others that's really not clear to us in any of the materials that we've been provided.
Okay. Why don't we refer this back to you, and then you take it to your board, and then in the meantime, we'll get you all the briefing material we can get you from both our attorney and Mr. Graham's office.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Could I get a motion to that effect?
Move to refer back to Wetlands Board.
The second, seconded by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? And we appreciate your cooperation, and we'll work with you on this. Thank you very much.
The next item, item 5, Marine Hydraulics Incorporated. Matter of fact, 5 and 6, same company?
Yes, sir. Same okay. Company, but two different sites.
Okay.
Is there anyone in opposition to this?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not this one.
Okay.
Kathy, I don't go right to the side.